When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Live on SEN Track, welcome to Breakfast with the Kiwis. Kickstart your day of racing at Breakfast with the Kiwis. Head to loveracing.nz.
Good morning. Welcome to Breakfast with the Kiwis. Jordan Canellis here, as always, and Butch Castle is alongside me, the CEO from Waikato Thoroughbred Racing. Good to be in your company this morning and a look ahead, of course, to all the weekend's racing. Butch, how are you going, mate? How's things?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Jordan. Looking forward to Saturday. Big day at Otaki. Hawke's Bay Cup Day, bizarrely, with the Hawke's Bay track out of play. And, of course, the inaugural running of the Southern Alps, the TAB, Southern Alps Classic at Riccarton. $350,000 up for grabs for South Island trained horses. So a big event down there.
We'll have Justin Evans on with us in just a moment. Kylie Williams as well on the program. Our two guests on the way. But Butch, before we say hello to Justin Evans, big news from the week just a couple of days ago that the 10-time Group 1 sprinter, one of the best in the world, Imperatrice, is retired.
Yeah, big news out of Tiaka. Of course, she'd been adopted as an honorary Victorian, carried all before her, particularly at Moonee Valley. She won 6 Group 1s in the season. We're in 10 in total, as you say. The best part of $8 million in stake money, and she will go to public auction, you would expect. That's what happens with the Tiaka mares as a rule. So she will engender enormous interest as the next phase of her career is about to take place. Yep, a wonderful race mare, very special to so many. Opie Bossen, a wonderful association with her in particular in the last year or so. And she was up with the very, very best sprinters that we've seen for a long time.
Yeah, many great horses to come out of New Zealand, but where does Imperatrice sit among the fabled and many?
Yeah, as far as sprinters go, she'll be recognised as one of our very best. We're well known for our middle distance horses and stayers, but as far as sprinters go, she will certainly be recognised as one of our very best.
Onto the weekend in front of us, and Justin Evans is going to play a big part in that. Let's welcome him into the program. Justin, morning to you. How's things?
Yeah, g'day, Jordan. Hi, Butch, and to all the listeners. Really looking forward to this meeting that I'll be calling tomorrow at Otaki. What I can tell you, I don't live too far from the area, and certainly this morning as we head into the weekend. Gee, I don't think it's stopped raining since midnight. Absolute pelting down it was today, and I think the forecast says it will remain, so that track is probably going to get deeper and deeper. Brings the wet trackers into it, of which there's a fair few there tomorrow, Butch, but looking forward to the feature, the Hawke's Bay Cup.
Yeah, sure is. Plenty of wet track form to go through. Let's have a look at the last five on the card. First of them being race 4, the Vets at Riverbank, and one that'll be known to many of our Australian listeners, Mr. Mojo Rising, out of the Andrew Forsman Stables. Had the one run back, got the claim of 3 kilos. The money started to come. He's 420 into 360. He might start pretty close to odds on, I reckon.
Yeah, it'd be pretty hard to beat, for sure. As you say, our Australian listeners will be well aware of him. And there was a very good run, too, first Butch. Running fourth, he'll be better for that. That was fourth at Ellerslie to Provence, who is a pretty promising sort of horse. And Provence got well up in grade last week at Trentham and just about pulled that off with a ripping run. So that form is franked. Bit of rain around, not going to hurt him. With the claim, right stable, plenty to like about him. A little smoky in the race for anybody who likes something at big odds. Number 6, Prioress. Just been waiting for her to get on something pretty deep. Now, if she hits a heavy track there tomorrow, she's a little chance. She's better than the form. Just, look, she's an out-and-out wet tracker. Number 6, Prioress, and Lisa Lattic going very well. But, yeah, certainly with the toppy, Mr. Mojo Rising, hard to handle.
First leg of the quaddy, this one, good race, open handicap over the 1,600 metres, and didn't know where to go here, particularly with that rain that's been around. Bookies have settled on Contribute as the favourite, but plenty of chances.
Yeah, I think there's two main chances, Butch. Certainly Contribute, She is a good mare. Wet track is a tick for her. She was a very good winner of the Taranaki Cup on her home track, two starts ago on a pretty wet sort of track. Of course, this is a mare that has raced in Australia. She won a couple in Queensland last year, and last start was a bit of a train wreck, really, for her. Nothing went right at all. She was pretty unlucky. Now, she hasn't raced for a little while since then, but didn't trial up before that trial. She looked in very good nick just a week or two ago at Foxton. So she's ready to go. But in saying that, I think the one I'll be tipping here, slightly better value, number 11, down the bottom of the book, Pride of Aspen. You won't go wrong here each way. She is going to be hard to beat, I think. She's a local mare. She's a mare that's been tried in some good races. Actually went around in the Group 1 on this track last year. She ran fourth in the summer to Campionessa at Tarapa in the Isuzu. She was very nice first up, second up, up to the mile, wet track, home track, all press. Plenty to like about her, so I'd be sort of around those two, I think, in the fifth of the day.
Race 6 is the feature you alluded to earlier, the Hawke's Bay Cup. So many good horses have won this over the years. Didn't think it was a bad field on Saturday, bit of depth to it with some promising horses. The likes of Chevelle de Foudre, who was really good last week at Trentham. He'll come in on the minimum of 53. Scratching a Snazzy Tavi takes a little bit of interest out of it. Testify Me was good last time. And don't discount the South Islander, particularly with the Aqua that's about Prince Albie.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I thought a very open race, good contest coming up, and those three you mentioned, I'm going to be doing exactly the same. He's my top tip, Testify Me. He's a $4 favourite at the moment. Look, he's just a good horse. You go back through his career, he's only had the 16 runs. He's a six-year-old, so he's been lightly raced, rarely, and he has never run a bad race in his life. Wet track is a real tick for him. He's going to be as strong as an ox coming off the St. Ledger win, where he was great running down the underbelly in a big gap to third. He's been very good since being stepped over ground. I think he's a big winning chance. But, gee, Chevelle de Foudre, you mentioned there, Butch. I'm the president of this horse's fan club. Tipped him up pretty strongly last week at Trentham. I think he's a horse going places. Jeff Lins might have got himself another good horse. We know how many wonderful horses he's had over the years. This is a pretty good galloper on the making, I think, Chevelle de Foudre. Very interesting. He's backing up, getting chucked in the deep end somewhat. He's well up and great, obviously. It was just a racing 65 last week, but it was a very, very big run on the back of a run prior to that, which was enormous. I think he's got it all before him, and the wet track is a real tick to him. He's out of a Lord Ballinamere. He's strong. He's on the minimum. Expect him to run well. And, yeah, look, you can't discount the Southerner, can you, Butch, Prince Albie? Bit of an ask, 58 kilos. He's a big, strong lad, Prince Albie, but still won't be easy for him. But wet track's a real plus for him as well, so he adds to the mix.
The feature sprint, the City of Napier sprint, the next. Bradman was super good in winning last week. I know he's back in trip to 1200, but the fact that it's going to be wet probably negates that back in trip business. Another pretty even field.
Yeah, it is, but I do like one here. Fairly keen on We Will Rock here in a bit for Butch. He's a pretty handy horse, this fellow. Good enough, again, another one who was good enough to win in Australia last year. He went over there for just a few runs to Randwick, and he was able to salute. He's only had the 16 runs. He's won five of them. Pretty decent horse when he's on his A game. Look, I think trainer Guy Lowry was interviewed on track at Trentham when he resumed. He did sort of chuck out the warning that he's probably going to need that run, albeit he was very well backed. So he sort of ran like a horse who would be better for it. He's got a very good second up record. The blinkers are back on. He's two from two on a heavy if it gets to that stage, but certainly any given the ground is only a plus. He's got a good draw. I think he'll run really well. And number seven, Arisa. Arisa's the other one I'll be looking at for the Tiako team. Pretty handy mare herself. Good first up, good wet track record, lightweight here. She'll run well. And the other one I would check out, who could be a little bit of an upsetter, is Three Sergio. You look at his win strike rate. He's a very hit-or-miss galloper, but when he hits, he's pretty hard to handle. He's a freewheeling sort of horse. If he gets out in trucking, they might have a few problems getting over top of him. So he's a chance. But We Will Rock is the one I'd be tipping.
Big field in the last, Justin, to round out the quaddy. Bookies have sort of McLaren's in the market. The Ugly Sister was good winning last time. Doesn't mind a bit of cut in the track. They're the two that the bookies have found.
Yeah, I can name eight here and miss the winner. But the Ugly Sister, I think I'd be surprised if she doesn't go close at least 14. I know she sort of took 10 to win one. She always threatened to be a pretty good horse, and she might well be. how often do we see it? They take a little while to break through, and she was very dominant. I know it was just a midweek maiden there at Matamata, but she put them away and won easily and gets through wet ground really well. She's a mare on the up, and by the time we get to the last race, just depending what happens with the rain, she'll be right at home there. So she's looked my top tip in the race. Few for odds, 9 share power. He's a hit or miss horse. He can, very similar to Sergio in the previous, occasionally gets out and rolling, and wet track will suit him. He's probably an upset chance in the last. And 11 Cyclone, he's probably got the right form lines. She's a three-year-old filly on the up, couple of very good fours to some pretty decent sort of three-year-olds in her last two in December and Nefeti. She'll just about run the favourite of Cyclone and a very good chance. But that's a very open race at the last of the day.
Yeah, sure is. Righto, what's the best of them on the card, Justy?
Best bet of the card. Look, I'm very keen on Flight of Aspen. Certainly race 5, I think, her and contribute, but I'll be surprised if she's not 1 or 2. And she's sort of each way odds at about $5 and $2. So race 5, number 11, Flight of Aspen.
Good man, thank you. Good calling for the weekend. Busy old weekend. And, looking forward to the Hawke's Bay Cup. Always a really good race.
Yeah, thanks, Butch. Appreciate it.
Justin Evans with us on Breakfast with the Kiwis. Always a pleasure having Justin on the program. After the break, we'll have a chat to Kylie Williams on Breakfast with the Kiwis this morning.
You're listening to Breakfast with the Kiwis. Loveracing.nz, your home of New Zealand thoroughbred racing news, previews, reviews, profiles and more.
Breakfast with the Kiwis here on SEN. Jordan Canellis and Butch Castles with you. Our next guest on the program, Butch, is Kylie Williams to chat about her weekend upcoming. Kylie, welcome to the program. Good morning. How's things going?
Not bad. Yeah, all good.
G'day, Kylie. Butch here. Look, welcome in. You've been a great guest over the last few weeks with having a few winners down south. Things going well. Big day at Riccarton, of course, with this new TAB Southern Alps Classic. It's certainly, I imagine, engendered a great deal of interest in the South Island.
Yeah, definitely. Brings out the nice horses and, yeah, with the good stakes. So hopefully it's a good day for everybody tomorrow and the best horse wins.
Maybe that's John O'Rocker. He might be the best one, hopefully. Righto. Race 2 you kick off with. And just an ace for the Pittman Stable. They've won 800,000 races at Riccarton. And he was a good run when second last time. And he's got a nice barrier draw to work with.
Yeah, he's not the easiest horse to ride. He can get quite strong. So, yeah, from one, I'm not sure what Michael will want me to do. Maybe just roll forward on him. The wet track's going to be in his favour. He doesn't tend to like Riccarton that much down the chute. But, with the wet track, he might come into play.
Express Coupe was really good last time. It was probably her race at Riverton. Talking about the rain that's been about, you rode her and she got the job done pretty comfortably from the outside looking in. Look, she'll go up in class here. She will get to a rain-affected track again, and that is when she operates to her best.
Exactly. And, they put the blinkers on her last start and it just woke her up a wee bit more. And she won quite nicely. And she has drawn wide, but I don't think that'll worry her too much. And as you said, with the rain-affected track, it brings her into play quite nicely.
She has won at Riccarton as well and placed 5 of 9 occasions. So whilst Justin Ace mightn't like it, Express Coupe, no problem at Riccarton?
Yeah, she's pretty honest. If you look at her form, she always tries her hardest. So, yeah, with that rain-affected track, and she'd have to be a sneaky wee show.
Righto, the two-year-old race looks like they're all running for a second behind Nucleosa, who has been super impressive in his two wins down south. Super Sincere, you ride for Andrew Carson, a big supporter of yours. This a daughter of Super Seth, who has had real good success of late. And can this one improve enough to be in the finish somewhere?
Yeah, she's a lovely wee filly. She impressed me quite a bit at the trials, and then at the races she probably jumped a little bit too good and over-raced and didn't finish it off. So I'd say we'll probably be looking to get her off the bit early and show that turn of foot she showed at the trials.
Demand respect at your ride in race 5. Another last start winner. This one last time at Ashburton with you in the saddle. Got the job done nicely. That gets up in class here. He's got a tricky barrier.
Yeah, exactly. He showed quite a bit earlier on, and then he sort of you know, you didn't know which Demand Respect was going to turn up for a wee while. He definitely has the ability there, but yeah, it depends on which horse turns up. At Tricky Gate, he'll need a lot of luck from out there. He's not the type of horse that can do a lot of work, so yeah, we'll just need a bit of luck with him, I think.
This is a good ride you've picked up from Bill Thurlow in the North Island. The name of the filly is No Rain Ever. There's a few North Islanders, or a couple at the top, and then Robbie Patterson with one as well, Stephen Marsh with a filly that's been down there. But No Rain Ever, gee, her run was super last time against the older mares and running fourth. You would have watched that tape, and she's going to be in this for a long way.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a shame we've drawn 17. They're worried about her seeing out the mile, so it's going to be hard from 17 over the mile. I'm just going to have to work my magic, hopefully. But yeah, she's definitely got the ability there, but we're just going to need a lot of luck from 17.
Yeah, look, I thought she was good enough at the mile last time. Kylie, you're right, from that barrier. What do you do? Do you go back? Is that really the best way to ride her to try and see out the mile?
Yeah, I'm just going to have a chat with Bill, I think, and see what he wants me to do. But yeah, we're just going to, you're going to have to hope that maybe even a bit of speed on, so that it clears a few out and we can just slot in somewhere and get a bit of cover and hopefully not have to do too much work.
Next race, in race number 7, you ride another one for the Pitmans in Almanac. You were successful on this one at Riverton, steps up into the 65 grade at the mile again. Sort of been building towards that one, and look, gave the impression it might be one that has the ability to go on with it.
Yeah, definitely. It's always hard coming out of maidens and up with the big kids, especially on a Saturday. He's going to race over 18 following Saturday, which I think probably more suited to him stepping up in class. He's drawn a wide barrier, but he has a big horse and he needs a lot of room to keep rolling. So, yeah, he'd be one to follow on, I think, when he steps up a bit further ground.
Righto, this is the feature. This is a really good race, and a race that so many of these horses have been aimed at for a long time. We spoke to you the day that the Grey Goose won the Big Southern Challenge, and you picked up the ride on that occasion. This occasion, though, you stick with a horse who has raced really well right throughout the latter part, or the last few months. This is John Ol Rocco. Gee, I thought the run was good last time and really pointed towards a big run here.
Exactly, and he's got a nice draw to get a nice run too. Andrew's put the side winkers back on him just to sharpen him up again. He won when he won the Timaru Cup, he had them on, and then he sort of stepped up over ground and was over racing, so he took them off. But yeah, the mile seems to suit him. I worked him on Tuesday and very happy with his work. Yeah, he's definitely got the ability, and yeah, hopefully we get the right run and he can, the way he finished off that race last night, he can get over top of them.
His record at the mile is outstanding. He's been to the races 6 times at the mile for 3 wins, a second, a third and a fourth. So that's very, very good. Where it's the unknown with the favourite Mystic Park, who has looked super impressive coming through the grades at shorter distances. But if there's a chink in the armour, the fact maybe it hasn't been at the mile, is that what everyone's hoping?
Yeah, exactly. And he probably raced a wee bit keen last start and over race, so you're stepping up to the mile, they'll probably want him to relax a little bit more. And as you said, John O'Rocco's form over the miles is very good, and with that rain affected track, it's definitely going to help John O'Rocco too.
Yeah, he's got a great record with a little bit of aqua about. Thought he was a huge chance to take the thick end of the $350,000. Righto, the last, when you're celebrating a win in the TAB Challenge, you can't celebrate too long. You're going to go out on one, resuming Fire Glow for the Pitman Stable. Has won in a fresh up state, so couldn't be completely discounted.
Yeah, he won his last start at Leafton on a firm track. He's drawn a very awkward gate, so yeah, he'll probably need a wee bit of luck, and maybe stepping up to the mile might be more his go at Riccarton than the 14, so yeah, he might just be one to watch tomorrow.
Righto, what's the best of them from your perspective? I know which one you'd want to win the most.
I think John O'Rocco would have to be my best chance for the day. Yeah.
He just looks like this race has been on Andrew's dance card for probably from the day that it was announced. Would that be fair?
Yeah, that was the plan after I rode him at Wellington, and then he had to do the 2 qualifying races in the south to get him into it, and then we were just hoping he had enough points to make the field, and he has. So, yeah, let's hope that plan comes to fruition for everybody.
Yeah, it's always good when a plan comes together. Thanks for joining us, Kylie. Safe riding out there at Riccarton Park, and we'll be watching.
Cheers, much.
Kylie Williams with us on the program today, and that wraps up Breakfast with the Kiwis for another episode. Butch, enjoy the racing weekend ahead.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Of course, New Zealand interest at the big day at Randwick as well. Of course, Quintessa and Orchestral, they take their place in the Oaks. And the way that Orchestral won in the Vinery, you'd think she's awfully hard to beat. Campionessa, desperately unlucky last time. She takes her spot in the Queen of the Turf as well against the likes of the Kiwi bred Tissue Zoo Gotcha. But Campionessa racing really, really well. Looking forward to a great day out of there. But first, we've got plenty of good action from New Zealand for your listeners to be involved in.
Excellent stuff. See you next week, Butch.
Good man, Jordan.
Before we wrap up today's show, let's get a Ladbrokes update with Jared Timms. Chat with industry racing experts in Ladbrokes communities. Download the app today. Timsy, what are you seeing around New Zealand this weekend?
Really looking forward to this eight-race program at Otaki, including the listed Hawke's Bay Cup, of course, contested over the 2,200 metres. The Ladbrokes bookies went up with Testify Me, a warm $5.50 favourite. That price was snapped up, and he's into $4.50 now. Fangayu, rock solid on the second line of betting, $5. And a really good push for Elegant Lady in the Tiako Silks, $11 into $6.50. She is the Ladbrokes market mover. The listed City of Napier Sprint will also be run and won here at Otaki. I'm Wonderful Tonight, a $4.60 favourite in the Ladbrokes market. Over at Riccarton, a couple of listed races also set to be contested here, including the Welcome Stakes over the 1,000 metres. The undefeated Nuclear Zor, a very, very popular $1.40 top elect in this race. While in the New Zealand Bank Insurance Stakes, looks to be a far more open affair. Nefeti is the Ladbrokes market leader, $3.90. But there's been a push for It's Doris a bit further down the order as well, $14. Good luck this week in punters. Hope you can find a winner.
Thank you, Jared. Launch your punting plan with the Ladbrokes app. Take on the fun and download the Ladbrokes app today. Ladbroke it. You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. We'll see you next week for another episode of Breakfast with the Kiwis.